This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There are words completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside is so frustrating, through town to town.
I might as well begin to put some action in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, the new national sport is to have the big corporate media, along with all the major Fortune 500 corporations, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, all publicly concerted now, going out and bullying libertarians, conservatives, anyone with blonde hair or blue eyes, anyone who's white. This is a massive move of the Overton window into insanity, into Maoist-style revolution, in their own words. Whether it's Uber, or whether it's banks, or whether it's other companies, or whether it's a flower shop, or Starbucks. You go in and they say, admit racism is a problem and white people are really evil. Literally. And if you don't say that, they then refuse you service. Remember, Starbucks tried this about 6 months ago and it killed their stock 25%, so they backed off for a while. I've got reports pouring in at Infowars.com where you go in a flower shop or you go in a bakery or you go anywhere, it's happening in Austin, and it's white people mainly. They're bullying you. But if you're also a, quote, minority, they want you to announce it like you're in a cult and say you're in the solidarity to create a buzz on the street of total hysteria. And now it's only intensified. I have epic total proof of this. And by the way, CNN didn't accidentally release this. CNN is just putting out the teleprompter screed that they're projecting on these panel shows, most of which are staged, and it says, quote, ordinary people made Charlottesville possible. And they're saying, see, you are in the KKK because you don't follow the exact political system of carbon taxes, global government. Then they cut to this piece and it says, CNN, blame President Trump for his tepid moral response. Call the neo-Nazis and white nationalist thugs. Fill your Facebook and Twitter accounts with moral outrage. They're telling you what you're supposed to do. And then my email, my wife's email, everyone I know, with just companies we use, we're realizing how globalist they are because it's messages about the white supremacists are everywhere. They're deadly. We understand it. But don't worry. Let's all work together and let's report anyone and let's refuse service to anybody. This is if you used Uber. It's telling you to walk around like you're a college student, fresh out of high school, showing up scared at college, and they go, get into this dormitory quick. There's white supremacists on campus, but we'll teach you, we'll protect you. This is your group. This is like cult kidnapping. This is like cult setting up, you know, new age cults at campuses. That's what the government is. It's crazy. And then it coordinates with Facebook and Google and Twitter to make you feel like everyone's agreeing with you. And then by successive approximation, you're put into a total cult bubble. And then this. It's on Infowars.com right now, Newswars.com, Steve Watson exclusive. From the ACLU themselves, they put out an image, put it on screen, of a little blonde-haired boy or girl, you're not sure, and they've got an American flag and a little lion toy in their hand. And it talks about how the ACLU stands up for American values. They literally were hit with thousands of tweets and comments, even by media people saying, how insensitive, you racist, a blonde baby. And the ACLU apologized and removed it and said, thank you for teaching us. We are sorry. And then the tweet responses are epic. When people go like, good, we don't want to see white filth. We want to see shotguns in their heads. We want to see whites dead. And it's mainly white people. Oh, my, saying it. Ooh.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MyCoZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another global transmission. I'm going to tell you about the big guest we've got, the huge breaking news. The bottom line is the globalists now admit they're starting a civil war in this country, and we've entered a shocking new chapter. That if we're aware of what's happening and, like judo, use their momentum and their action against us as a major time to separate ourselves financially more and more from the globalists. If we use their tools against them, we're going to have absolute devastating death blow political and cultural victory. CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, USA Today are all announcing go out and bully everyday people, ask them if they voted for Trump, and then get in their face and tell them they're a white supremacist. Fire them. Remove them. Ostracize them. There's the CNN headline, white supremacist by default. How ordinary people made Charlottesville possible. Oh my gosh, how the left brought in all the jihadi Muslims that killed 30 times what died in Charlottesville in the last week. But that's just each knife attack, each car attack, just a blip on the radar. Don't even call it Islamic. Hell, CNN said maybe it's because of Charlottesville we see Islamic attacks. Maybe they're copying the conservatives. So this is a complete, full-on bullying operation. And I have stacks of articles here documenting it where they actually say that you need to get out on the street and get in people's faces. Blame President Trump for his tepid moral response. This is CNN. Call the neo-Nazis and white nationalist thugs. Fill your Facebook and Twitter accounts with moral outrage. It's not enough, CNN says, because the average person, quote, ordinary people elected Trump and they're responsible. See, oh, somebody dies from a gun? It's all gun owners' fault. Somebody runs over a young woman in the middle of a melee where the police stand down? It is collectively your fault. This is hardcore Soviet-style policies, and we've all got to buck this, weather this storm, and become stronger through it, and realize this is a corporate system of compliance. They say, everybody be nice, everybody be sweet in business. You want everybody's business is how they sell this. Everybody be friendly. But then the globalists stimulate the pressure groups, the AstroTurf, to come in with super radical demands, and then the corporations acquiesce to those demands and then act like it's normal for government and academia and churches to all acquiesce to the demands, and suddenly you're the bad guy if you don't want to teach five-year-olds in kindergarten how to have anal sex or how to masturbate. That's what goes on. Now, pedophilia, sexualization of children. If some guy did that in the park to your daughter, you'd get up and punch him in the nose. Some lady did that to your son in the park, you'd punch him in the nose. You'd call the police, they'd go to jail. But as long as it's done around openness and done around not being racist or sexist, or as long as it's so you're not a homophobe, then it's completely normalized. But what's not normal? Oh, the family. Don't say you have a mother and father. Use a she or ye, and don't talk about male or female because someone else might not be that. Now language itself's evil. And you think, oh, well, this is just craziness. They've gone off the reservation. They're nuts. No, they're not. It's a scientific plan. This is on Infowars.com right now. We're going to go over it more in detail, but I'm going to just mention it. Hysteria. Leftist triggered by ACLU tweeting photo of a white baby. Little white baby, boy, girl, you really can't tell. Nice blue sky. Talks about how the ACLU defends America's values of free speech. And they hit him back and they say, how insulting and insensitive, a white person, a white supremacist. And they go, oh, my God, you're right. We apologize. Thank you for correcting us. And they took it down. A white kid with a flag? And keep scrolling down. I'd rather have this future. And then it shows a black woman with a gun. But only a black woman with a gun. I actually thought someone retweeted a white genocide account onto my timeline. That's right. A little white kid with an American flag is not acceptable. Supporting Nazis, then tweeting little blonde kids, get your bleep together. Oh, yeah, supporting Nazis now to say that people have a right to free speech. See, that's why CNN had reports yesterday saying it's time to end free speech. That's right. And Nazis, yes, we must ban Nazis and then free speech. You need help if a picture of a small white child triggers you. Does it take a lot of energy to offend all the time? The reason there's an issue with this tweet in context, the ACLU has recently been criticized for supporting white supremacists. That's right. For just saying First Amendment's First Amendment. What, a blonde folk? I don't get this silly post. The future ACLU wants is a little blonde kid. And these are chip-on-the-shoulder minorities taught to be classically tribal, classically racist, with a bunch of other white allies tweeting, thousands of them. But the best part is the ACLU said, thank you for showing us how to be better. You're right. What we did was wrong and insensitive. Just like the man named Robert Lee, who's Chinese, who was going to call a baseball game for the Social Engineering Network ESPN. And they said, sorry, you basically can't work here anymore. Your name's Robert Lee. There are probably 30 million Chinese with the name Lee. Sorry, folks, you're in trouble. Just like Lynch Hall being banned. Robert Lee, ESP under fire for taking announcer off UVA game. Then CNN can play the good cop, see in the Overton window. Look, they move it way over here to families are bad, mothers are bad, everything's evil that's traditional. White kids are bad. But then over here, more reasonable. Oh, ESPN, you went a little too far. He's an Asian man. He should be allowed to have the last name Lee. You know, let's be reasonable. Now, we understand you're trying to be good, but you're under fire for that. So, And the whole attention isn't gross domestic product, isn't literature, isn't math, isn't science. It's just, I saw something called Lynch. I saw something called Lee. Look! Look! Right here, it's a white baby. The insensitivity. Is this the FCC ban profanity? That's right, they want to legalize child porn. NAMBLA wants to be able to have access to your kids, and the UN agrees with it. But a little white kid is obscene. And, you know, I ran into this some in Dallas when I was young because I had blonde hair. I was good looking and had blue eyes. And I would have, like, liberal white people say, are you a Nazi? And I'd be wearing, like, a Metallica shirt and blue jeans and cowboy boots, and I'd say, excuse me? And I would always think it was like a joke or something. I remember being in a record store buying a cassette tape, and I walked over and was buying it from the guy behind the counter. It was kind of beatnik looking. So I was just an Americana guy. And he goes, I can't wait till this Nazi technology's been phased out and they come out with CDs. What do you think of Nazis? And I was just like, yeah, I didn't really even know that Nazis invented tape. I thought tape got invented a lot of places. Just like radio got invented in three different countries at the same time. I was like, are you kidding? He goes, oh, you know a lot about history. And it was just real nasty. And then I learned that's his uniform. Braided beards, you know, dreadlocks. I didn't care. I didn't look down on him. I wasn't a bigot that he was a white guy who hated white people. I was just in there to buy my cassette tape of Van Halen or something. But I learned at like 15, 16, something's going on. And then I went to college a couple years, and it didn't matter what class it was, they marched you in and said, whites are inherently evil. They'd hold up a picture of a person that looked like somebody from Egypt, and they'd say, this is going to be the perfect person when we're all just brown and there's no more white people. And it was always a white professor saying it. I had one math teacher that was a black lady who'd been a liberal and been to Africa. I remember her not doing the propaganda and going, you hear a lot of bad stuff about America, but let me tell you, I've been to Africa, and it's bad. And what you hear with all this liberal stuff on campus isn't quite accurate. Remember, there was one lady that wasn't just... didn't matter where it was, just hammering us with brainwashing. And I was just like, I'm going to go get a sales job, and I'm going to go get into media, and I'm going to do something about this. I said, I'm out of here. But then you read these articles and go over these stories, and it's right there. I've got articles here where coffee shops, flower shops, florists, you go in, and they say, we want you to denounce racism or we're going to refuse you service. Well, I mean, if somebody said that to me, I'd say, I'm not, what is this, a cult? I'm in here to get grandma or my wife flowers or get flowers for somebody that's been sick at work. I'm not here to bow down to you as some priest class that I've got to kiss your butt, kiss your ring. There's a Chicago flower shop refuses to do business with bigots. Daily News. But what they're really doing is making first contact like a police officer or an interrogator. It's like a TSA verbal screening. See, oh, you won't bake a gay couple their cake, you get sued. The government gets behind that suit. I'm a libertarian. I think you should bake the cake. But, oh, we're going to refuse all of you service, and we're going to attack you in restaurants. We're going to spit on you in the street, and we're going to do it and scream Nazi at you when we're a bunch of thugs acting like Nazis, because it's time for us to have power. And this is our revolution. And we were supposed to have it with Hillary. And after all, the president's mentally ill. We told you that back on May. Roger Stone's coming up. I hope he'll tell you the inside baseball, how he learned it. Because he learned their new talking point would be Alzheimer's, and now it's everywhere. Stay with us.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
We'll be right back.
video, you tweeting out a little picture of a black child with an American flag. Even the KKK, but the mainline liberals say, you sent out a picture of a white child? This is insulting. And it's not satire. People asked Atlantic Monthly last week, they said, your article saying the total eclipse is racist because it mainly hits white areas of the country? Are you joking? And they said, no, we're serious. And they said, well, you look like fools. And they go, you'll see, because they don't look like fools. They are getting a cult of people that literally think that, I was talking to a bartender years ago, and I even saw something about this in the news, that Negro Modelo was talking about changing their name, because Negro means black in Spanish, and it's dark beer. That's all it means. Just like, you know, you go to the store and it says black rum, you know, dark rum. So something's dark doesn't mean it's against black people. It means it's kind of rum I like. But the point is that I've even seen articles where they're like calling porno movies named chocolate this or whatever racist. Well, the women, it's a nice term, chocolate. It's saying you're not allowed to have any language, period. It's mind control. It's absolute war on communication. And the best example of this is Robert Lee, a Asian American at ESPN, who's worked there, it turns out, for close to a decade as an announcer for sporting events. And they go, listen, dude, we're pulling you because you may be triggering. Wow, that sounds like a mental asylum. Oh, and the media talks about Stephen Bannon and says, oh, he calls it a war. He calls it a war machine. And Alex Jones calls it InfoWars. They're the ones that are in a war against us with lies. It is an InfoWar. That's what the Pentagon calls it. And we need to wake up and realize they know they're lying. They know you're not racist. They know it's garbage. But they are projecting onto every single person in America this mental illness of having chips on our shoulders so we can all be put into different groups and controlled according to what color we are instead of what we actually stand for and do. They are overturning 180 degrees the work of Martin Luther King that said judge people by the character of their deeds and what they do, not what color they are. And isn't that common sense? That I'll hire somebody if they're black, Hispanic, Asian, white, I don't care if they're smart and hardworking and got a good sense of humor. In fact, I like when I put my ads out to hire more, quote, minorities. But you know what a lot of them tell us in the emails back? They say, listen, I'm not working for you. You're racist. You see, the real racist social engineers just cut them out of their future. And they're telling them, you can't be part of the Tea Party and low taxes and self-defense and prosperity because America is racist, because capitalism is racist. Why? Because the globalist social engineers are billionaires, and they control trillions. And almost to a man, they have ganged up to take control of the economy, dumb the public down, make everybody be race-obsessed while they steal the future, steal the technology, steal the money, and are tax-exempt, and then point their finger at what's left of the free market in the middle class and say, that's racist, repudiate it. You don't have any part at 4th of July. You don't have any part in nice cars and swimming pools and good medical care and the right to religion. You don't have any part of that if you're Hispanic, even though you're going to be 70% of America in about 30 years. You had kids. You thought that was valuable. You thought life was valuable. You went out, you did that, and you're hardworking. On average, you're going to inherit America. You've already got America. They're trying to tell you, no, 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 oh, no, 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 no. You want Venezuela. You want North Korea. You want a socialist failed state. You want what South Africa's turned into. You want that, don't you? And they're telling the black people that, and boy, the black folks on average have bought it, and they're more poor, and they're more in prison, and they're more absolutely on the street. and the highest rates of everything you can imagine, illegitimacy, all because they signed on to the Democrats and overnight were destroyed because it's by design. Big news coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I have a stack of CNN, MSNBC articles, London Independent stories, you name it, where the Democrats and the globalists and the Soros crowd have announced their plan for a revolution of henpecking and bullying at point-blank range. Remember 6 months ago, Starbucks said they were going to ask everybody if they were racist or if they were concerned about racism or to donate to Black Lives Matter or to say that they were sorry as a white person? That is re-education camp-level brainwashing. Their stock took a close to 25% drop as people exited and basically ran as far as they could from Starbucks. But they're back now with flower shops and other businesses saying, are you a racist? Because if you are, we're not going to serve you. If you're white coming in, and it's white people doing it, and the ACLU has issued an apology for tweeting out an image of a white two-year-old talking about America's future. That was triggering. That was racist. They have now apologized. But ladies and gentlemen, I have a way to defeat this. They're not the productive folks in the blue states. That's a scientific fact that's admitted. geographically, 85% of the country is now Republican. We can take the entire country back. They know they're in crisis, so they're involved in a death row battle to overthrow free speech and have the mouse that roared intimidate the lion. The answer is, why are you buying stuff on Amazon when Bezos has sworn to overthrow the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, owns the Washington Post, lying about Trump, you name it? Why are you giving money to big corporations? Why are you supporting them? It's now time, folks, to brutally cut your cable off and let them know why you did. To brutally not go to the corporate hotels and let them know why. To brutally not go to Starbucks. To brutally stop buying on Amazon. We went off Amazon a few years ago because of this. They run massive scams. It's racketeering. It's organized crime. It is well-known monopoly activity. They're above the law. They get $1.48 every package of taxpayer money. Think about that. And they're killing Main Street. They're even killing the evil Walmart. They're so cancerous. That cancer is now dying because the bigger cancer is getting all the blood. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't leftist stuff we're seeing. This is global corporate intimidation telling their people to go mega aggro and physically attack folks. We've got videos of them beating up their own Antifa because they look too white. And it's white people doing it. And they're in a hysteria, a crazed, out-of-control, Maoist freakout, which they admit in the literature they've been planning. So the answer to all of this is pulling out of it more and more. Pulling out of their schools. Pulling out of their public systems. Not sending your kids to get a worthless degree at these big colleges. So what if your wife was in a sorority or you were in whatever? You need to cut this cancer off now and set your daughter up with an entrepreneurial business or something and you know, to teach her how to own a lawnmower company, or a pool company or a restaurant, or to go write a book. 90% of the degrees are worthless. It's all a joke. You need to pull out of their system completely. Because there's no future if we don't. They're not going to coexist. They're not liberal. They're not tolerant. They're the opposite of Martin Luther King. And they have scientifically been induced to go insane. Now, let's look at DrudgeReport.com today. We also have these stories up on NewsWars.com. USA Today, page one. Debating Trump mental health becomes cottage industry. Why Dems can't capitalize on president's blunders. Trump taps Hulk as fitness guru. Now, when you read through all this, I have a whole bunch of these videos where they say Trump has early onset of dementia. Trump is mentally ill. Trump needs to be removed from office. We need to implement the 25th Amendment on and on and on and on and on. Now, why is that important? Because we broke back in May of this year in studio, but also on the streets of Austin, doing a live feed while Democrats drove by and said, F you, in close to darkness on the side of downtown. This is very cinematic. For some reason, those videos get three times as many views. So we like to shoot stuff on the street at night. Roger Stone says, I've just gotten intel. And I don't know how much of this I can tell you of where he got the source, but he talks to people at major newspapers that are in editorial meetings, and they're in the meetings going, we don't think the Russian narrative is ever going to work. It's going to play out. Our focus group show, nobody buys into it, 6-7%. But maybe we can get something criminal as part of the investigation, finding something somebody did wrong. That's why they've expanded the dragnet to all his customers, his renters, his businesses, his pure harassment. And there's the Austin American Statesman that memorialized the fact that Roger Stone broke it. Roger Stone and Alex Jones warn of Alzheimer's claim to remove Trump. Jonathan Tillove, and the date is May 16th, 2017. So, again, why do they call us fake news? We told you Pardon was coming for Arpaio first. You now hear it's going to happen. And Time Magazine pulls her hair out, says, oh, my God, Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and Jerome Corsi got the, and Roger Stone got the information to Trump. Yes, it was gotten personally to Trump face-to-face. It was gotten to Trump over a telephone call. And it was then reinforced when he then saw it 2 days later on Drudge. And I'm going to leave it at that. Yes, yes, the president is actually paying attention and learned that Arpaio, without a jury trial, was given at least 6 months in prison, maybe longer. But again, why do they call it fake news? Because I told you 20 years ago that Scientific Atlantic cable boxes had microphones listening to you, putting it into keyword aggregate software to then data mine the information, create an algorithm of your personality, and sell the data. And that Time Warner Cable was involved. I was told that by one of their top engineers. Now, 20 years later, I think I can say a little bit more about the source. It was an engineer in Time Warner. The guy drove a $300,000 black Bentley. I looked up who he was. It's true. He gave me the intel. Showed me the schematics, everything. But I'm digressing. Then I had other whistleblowers telling me, former NSA, some of them public, who've been in the NSA and exposed how it all worked. And I told you in 2005 and 2004 that Google was watching and listening to you over new smartphones, laptops, and your little web cameras. And then exactly word for word what Paul Watson wrote and what I said was later announced yesterday. Now, how did we get it exactly right? Because there was a specific press release to stockholders that listeners sent us. It wasn't public, but it wasn't secret. It was to stockholders of Google that they're pioneering, listening to everyone in their houses over microphones and watching them, to then give your dogs barking was the innocuous example. To make it sound okay to stockholders. Oh, you're going to make money. You know, first get the money class into it. We're watching and listening, but it's okay. You're going to make money. Like if a dog barks, we'll know to put dog food ads up on the computer. It's like Count Dracula comes over and says, mind if I come in your house whenever I want? Like if I see a window open, mind if I crawl up on your roof and close it just to be friendly? By the way, your neck looks quite delicious this evening. You know, if I ever see your house on fire, mind if I have permission to come in? Oh, if you ever see my house on fire, come on in. They're like, oh, thank you for that. Hey, we just want to know if you've got a dog or listening to you. It's a little puppy dog. It's either psychopaths. Same way a creeper in a van. I have a puppy. Same way, oh, we just want to know if they have a dog. We're listening to them. We're going to have dog food ads. It's all very innocuous. And, of course, they will give you dog food ads. That is part of it. Part of the entire billions of things they're going to know about you to track your whole life with AI computers watching you. Maybe guardian angels don't exist in the real world spiritually. Maybe they don't. I know they do. The point is, these little babies, because I left my, it's not my phone, it's a smartphone, little tracker, little digital goblin that watches and listens and tracks everything I do. It's a little guardian devil. Yes, smartphones are, and smart meters and all this tech in your house, they admits watching, listening to you, and, oh, hooked into the smart meter the city put on. It just so happens to scan all those frequencies and grab those and sell them, and there's a whole boom rush on that, too. So Roger Stone talks to 30, 40, 50 reporters a day. It's almost OCD. I mean, every time I'm at dinner with him or he's here at the office, he works with InfoWars now. He's signed on. Got a contract with him. He just is on the phone with every reporter you can imagine. And he said, yeah, no, I have now talked to two different people that were in major editorial board meetings. And they said, first we're going to play out the Russian narrative. Then we're going to say he's racist, which you now notice months later they're doing. And then we're going to say he's got Alzheimer's and dementia and is mentally ill. And they said, we believe that's what we can get the Republican establishment to go with. And then have some bill they're going to pass to embarrass him. And I'm like, really? Yeah. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, and I recommend you start talking to the New York Times and the Washington Post and the CNN people and all these other newspapers and folks. He goes, and I recommend, you know, go to dinner with me and Jonathan Tillove. I mean, you know, he's not that bad. No, he's just basically there at my family trial trying to hang me up with my toenails. But still, it's true that we got Jonathan Tillove to put out an article. I mean, we didn't get him to. Stone met with him, I guess, after. And Tillove wrote a big article about how we claim the next move is Alzheimer's. No, we didn't claim that. That's what they have in the hopper. Just like I told you over and over and over and over again, they're planning a COG overthrow of the president and planning a civil war and planning the CIA to kill him. And that right before they do it, they're going to start announcing it on the news to normalize it so that when it actually happens, so that when it actually goes down, everyone is normalized and thinks it's cool. And now I have stacks of news here where they say, get out on the street, ask people where they stand. That's just normal people everywhere who are blonde-haired, blue-eyed, or have short haircuts are being stabbed, are being shot. Republican members of the legislatures, of governor's offices, of city councils, of county commissions, of Congress, Scalise, on and on and on. People walk up and they say, are those Republicans? And the greenskeeper goes, yeah, those are Republicans. And the guy walks up and starts shooting. Or a guy moves in, remember 2 weeks ago, he moves in next door and he says, who's my neighbor? Oh, that's the Republican city council member. Really? In there watching CNN, in there watching MSNBC, walks over, shoots him twice in the head. And why not? CNN said, the headline's out today, all Trump voters are white supremacists by default. And you're like, call me a white supremacist. It's not true. You don't understand. They're saying, we're going to kill you. We're running a Mao operation. I told you last year, and I told you over and over again, I've been to these rallies all over the country. It's Mao Red Guard college students. And they drive Jaguars and Mercedes, and their parents work for Time Warner and CNN. And they believe, they know they're devil worshipers. They know communism's all fake. They want to get a red takeover. They're going to be like communist generals, folks, running it. We're bringing Roger Stone on here in a minute, but here he is in May telling you from his sources what the next fake rollout will be. Then after that, he will tell you today what the next rollout will be after that. InfoWars, learn it years, months, or days before it's admitted officially. The opposite of fake news, the sterling, white-hot fount of dedicated truth. Let's go to the Roger Stone clip from May 16th.
Just a disclaimer right up front. They're going to say that this is a conspiracy theory, but it's the stone cold truth. They are going to claim that Donald Trump has Alzheimer's, that it is progressive, and that is progressing, and that is the source of his insanity. I've talked to the president fairly recently. He is sharp as a tack. There is no evidence of any deterioration in his thought process. This is completely bogus. But under the 25th Amendment, if a majority of the cabinet plus the vice president agree that the president is incapacitated, well, then he is removed. And if he seeks to fight the charges, it goes to the U.S. House of Representatives, where erosion among Republicans could destroy the Trump presidency. This is bogus. They could not beat him at the ballot box. So now they seek to remove him by claiming that he's insane. Look at his record on the economy. Look at his appointment to the Supreme Court. Look at the way he has the Chinese doing our dirty work in North Korea. And you will see he's not crazy. He's a genius.
I was about to say, if that's insane, we need more of it.
But this is the game plan. Watch carefully. You're going to see the word Alzheimer's more and more in the next several days. I've even been tipped off from leftists about this, that this is the game plan. You heard it first at InfoWars.com.
That's right. Now it's all admitted. Roger Stone joins us right now. He's out in Los Angeles where they're looking at an Oscar for the Get Me Roger Stone. A lot of powerful stuff going on, I guess, for Best Documentary of 2018 coming up. Roger, just hellstorm of stuff going on. We've got to go to break here in just a moment, but up front here, you didn't make the prediction, because I kind of gave away some of the inside baseball. You told me, you talked to some people, some high-level editorial boards, where they were admitting what the next rollout of fraud would be.
You're absolutely right, Alex. Here we have it. I predicted it right here on InfoWars, that they would accuse the president of having senile dementia, that he would say, they would say that he was mentally unbalanced. This is the direct manifestation of the fact that the whole Russian gambit has failed. So they shifted from Russia to race, where they have been race baiting, where the president clearly denounces violence on the left or the right over racial matters. They're not satisfied with that. So now they're trying to say that he's crazy. CNN is particularly out of control here, Alex. And the extraordinary thing is, and I think I can break this right now, Jeff Zucker is not long for this world at CNN. I am told that the executives at the highest levels of AT&T, who are in the process of acquiring Time Warner, which owns CNN, are very dissatisfied with Zucker's performance at CNN, and that he will be shown the door fairly shortly.
Well, if CNN wanted 10 million viewers a night again, they would bring back Larry King, and they'd put you on, they'd put me on. But we don't need their platform. They're a joke. They can't, though. They can't give people what they want. Imagine a crossfire with Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and then a couple of the idiot Democrats. No one could look away. It'd have 10 million viewers first week, but it's not going to happen.
Well, and what happened last night was quite extraordinary. Ed Martin, who has appeared here at InfoWars a number of times, an outstanding conservative activist who really ran the Trump campaign in Missouri, was up against five critics. And when he had the audacity to come back at the brainless Anna Navarro, why, all heaven broke loose. Anderson Cooper is supposed to be a moderator, but it was 5-on-1. Today, CNN flew Martin to New York, put him up in a very pricey hotel, and then canceled him when Anna Navarro went crying to management that he had the audacity to actually call her out on the air. This woman is unhinged. She really is.
And she's the same person putting out the talking point that they issue these talking points. That the president has dementia. Does that have legs? And then what's the next, if you've talked to a lot of folks on the editorial boards of big papers, what's the next thing they're being told to get ready to make up?
Well, the president is both mentally and physically sound. It's Anna Navarro, who was fired by the Jeb and Bush administration for lying about being an attorney and got caught. So who is she to talk about anybody? It's very clear that the predictions that you made, Alex, earlier about are heading towards absolute anarchy and an attempt to take the president out on the streets. In other words, we're going to have violent demonstrations and violence, which we saw in Charlottesville, which we're seeing at the hands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
And we're seeing CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post say when violence is for peace, 1984, literally quoted on CNN, Washington Post, about headlines last few days, when violence defends peace, and they're saying, we're going to attack you, and CNN is legitimizing it, and they're having moderators on, and people saying, hashtag hunt Republicans, and then they've got the nerve to say that we're the ones calling for a violent revolution. No, we just kicked your butts intellectually with a political revolution, and we've turned the economy back on and righted the ship, and you crazy gremlins are crapping your little britches.
Well, that's exactly right. What this is really about, Alex, is the last election. They can't get over it. They will not accept the results of a fair democratic election. And therefore, they seek to remove Donald Trump by any means necessary. They tried the Electoral College. They tried the recount. They tried the Russia collusion delusion. These things have all failed. Now they're moving on to claiming that he's mentally unbalanced, that he has dementia. That won't work either. The last stop on this subway is violence. That's where they're headed. When I predicted violence, of course, those on the left say, oh, Stone is advocating violence. No, I don't advocate violence. But I do not think it's 1974. I do not think you're going to have a coup in this country and that patriotic Americans are going to sit there and stand for it. They're going to see it for what it is, an illegitimate, undemocratic, unconstitutional power grab.
I love how they lit me from below and everything with NBC, Megyn Kelly. With you, the video still they used is like the most unflattering thing. I mean, it's so transparent.
Yeah, that's quite a picture of me that they have there. I'm far more handsome than that. This is typical of the left. Look at the photo that Politico used the other day in covering the fact that I had been speaking at these pro-marijuana states' rights conferences, which have been, my speeches have been very well received, but a small hand of agitators ginned up by David Brock and the people at Media Matters for America have staged a boycott of 75 speakers expected in L.A. Three people dropped. Good riddance.
That's right. They're pushing a no platforming for you, which means the end of free speech, which, again, I have a stack of news here and a stack of clips where CNN, MSNBC, they're all saying it's time to end free speech. They're saying free speech is white supremacist. They even had the ACLU apologize and remove an image of a white child because they said that that was white supremacist because the ACLU said, yes, the dumb white supremacists have a right to march. So now the left is openly saying the ACLU are Nazis, and the ACLU has apologized for showing a white baby in amongst other photos of children.
Yeah, it's Kafkaesque. I mean, it really is Alice in Wonderland time in America. The left has gone completely insane over the fact that we have a million new jobs, that the stock market is reaching record levels, and in middle America, let me assure you, people are very pleased with the performance of Donald Trump. Now what the president must do is take the fight to the Congress, attack the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yes. They're always trying to intimidate him, saying he won't be liked if he doesn't roll over and he needs to stop tweeting and stop fighting. No, he needs to keep fighting. We're going to come back in 15 more minutes with Roger Stone. Then we've got Anthony Sabato Jr. running for Congress joining us, John Rappaport, and more. Wow. We've got so much to get into here today, but just briefly, ladies and gentlemen, you make this broadcast possible. They are trying to shut us down seven ways of Sunday. They're coming after Stone. They're coming after me. They got a lot of folks rolling over in cowardice, even though we're winning. I'm never backing down. I'm never giving in. Now, we had to end that big month and a half long special we were running. But we've got a lot of other new great specials at InfoWarsLife.com. You get free shipping on orders of $50 or more. So a lot of stuff becomes a lost leader. But we've never offered Super Male Vitality at 57% off, even though it's one of our top three bestsellers. And even though we only have probably a month's supply of it, that may be December till more comes in. Super Male Vitality. The amazing concentrated herbs known for thousands of years to help vitality, stamina, you name it. Just experience it for yourself. Take it under the tongue. It's a concentrate of essential oils, cold pressed. Super Female Vitality is amazing as well. Game-changing formula. 3,596 reviews. 4.6 stars out of 5. Unheard of. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got deals on X2 we're keeping going, deals on Selenium we're keeping going, and we've got some deals on Caveman as well. But again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It is an act of resistance when you financially support us. Get the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste for children and for adults. We've got two different forms of great organic mouthwash, the colloidal silver iodine and more. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are the defenders of free speech, the defenders of the Republic, and we will not back down. We will not give in. We are full steam ahead. Damn the maneuvers. We're going straight at them.